Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, NFL Insider Extraordinaire, 95.7, the Game Football Insider Extraordinaire, Adam Kaplan, who, if I'm not mistaken, you got ties to Miami Beach, do you not?
I do, guys.
Or should I call it South Beach?
Yes. Well, it's funny. I never heard of South Beach when I was growing up. My grandparents lived about two blocks from here.
That's crazy.
So what happened, guys, is when my grandfathers passed away, my grandmothers moved into the same apartment together. And until my dad's mom passed away in 1987. And I grew up here in the 70s and 80s as a young kid, and it's been revitalized, obviously. Lincoln Road is about two blocks from here. I used to shop there as a kid when I was in my teens, and now they've revitalized it. They actually closed it, Lincoln Road Mall. Most people don't know that. But then developers came in, and they also, in the mid to late 80s, created what we now know as South Beach.
Well, that wasn't actually a thing in the 80s.
No, I know South Miami Beach. I never heard of South Beach. the Clevelander was a crack house.
Wow.
No, but it was.
That's like the most famous bar.
But it's awesome now. It's beautiful. They've done a great job. It was that whole area is pretty much condemned.
Wow.
And the developers came in. We know what happened in the late 70s and early 80s with the Cocaine Cowboys and how Miami was a trade. The funny thing is, as a kid 9, 10 years old, when I watched those movies, I had no idea this stuff was going on.
Right.
I mean, there's
you're just playing stickball.
Like Scarface.
Yeah. Honestly, I love my little friend.
It's actually
on,
really true, though. It's actually based on real events. That stuff really was going on. But they've done a great job here. My hat's off to Miami. They've done a great job, and it's great to be back here.
There wasn't this much neon back then.
No, there's nothing. No, Art Deco, Joe. Art Deco was big, though, in the 80s. And obviously Miami Vice.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Tubbs, baby.
Yeah. So you're right. Tubbs, Crockett and Tubbs. So that helped. That was actually what, I'll be honest with you, that show really took Miami back, because that's when more people were willing to spend money, real money, not drug money. But that's what happened. No, but that's the
great
truth, though. That's true, though.
I love
this
that.
This has been well documented.
The history
lesson. Yeah, this is it. I've only been back in about 30 years for about three times, and this is the third time. It's good to be back.
Were the other Super Bowls as well?
I was. Unfortunately, the one that rained, the Colts Bears, and the auxiliary press box, which I was in, was actually outdoors. It was in the stands, and it rained, and I left. So,
if you have a computer or anything, it's just going to get destroyed.
Yeah, it was a bad game. It was a bad game. This game, the reason why we're here, should be very good. The lines makers, I know you follow that stuff, Joe.
I've been known to dabble.
Yeah, I think they've got it right. What did you think of the line when it came out?
I thought it's bang on. You get the opportunity to see the look ahead. So they give you all the possible scenarios going into championship weekend. So if these two teams win, here's what it's going to be. So you had a feel for it. And then it came out. And the fact that there's been virtually no movement, I think that's been a little bit surprising. From what I understand, the Niner money's waiting. They're just waiting. They're hoping he gets to two. And I also know that the under money's waiting, and their buy point is 56. So that's what everyone's waiting for right now.
And Joe, by the way, as someone who I used to bet many, 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 many years ago on the NBA and college basketball in my 20s, the one thing I learned when I would go to Vegas is that first of all, if you like the dog, okay, take the money line. Why would you give up the juice at 1.5? Take the money line. How many games finish it by a 1-point game? Very few.
Oh, in situations like this, with
yeah.
this type of a
yeah.
spread, I'm with you.
Oh, I take the money line, man. The money line, for people you don't know, you take them at you don't get any points.
Right.
But you don't, and that way you save giving up the juice.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
No, Miami Beach guy. Coming in here with his cocaine and his gambling.
Tell me about your
you never know what Kaplan's going to say on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area.
He's got pizza for the fourth race at Hialeah later today.
I don't like horse racing, guys, by the way. I don't. I'm an animal lover. I don't like that. The dog racing, by the way, when I was growing up here, was
they
big.
They shut that down
yeah.
in the state.
Dogs.
Greyhounds,
that
yeah,
shut down
that
here.
Was big when I was growing up. Yeah.
I used to go to Naples Fort Myers when I was a kid. My parents would take us just to, like, see the
and
run.
And Hialeah. Is Hialeah still going around here?
Hialeah's still very much corrupted.
Yeah, that was big. Well, that was it. There was some shadiness with the highlight.
It's like top three most corruptible sport on the planet.
I do remember that. I remember all this stuff.
Women's tennis on very obscure events, and harness racing. Not specific horse racing, but the harness racing. Those are three of the most corruptible events on the planet.
Wow.
And like F-level soccer.
And think about this. We're going to have NFL football in Las Vegas. That's going to be fascinating. You're hoping that there's no corrupt gamblers who try to get to the low-level players who are fringe players who want to throw a play. Like, that's the NFL's biggest fear, that they've got to make sure they get under control. And I know they know about this, but that would be my only fear about that. But here, though, guys, this is great. It's funny. I was praying for this to happen, these two teams would play each other, because back in December, I felt strongly these are the two best teams. But two best teams don't always get there.
Right.
Would you agree? You guys watch football. You guys obviously watch the Niners very much. And the Chiefs they're on a historic pace on offense. Would you not say these are the two best teams?
Right now, yeah, but I think if you would go back a month ago, we all thought Baltimore. And I didn't forecast that Baltimore would go out the way they did. I thought that maybe Kansas City could beat them in an AFC championship scenario. I didn't think they'd lose that game.
Here's what I'd said about Baltimore. Let's see what happens when Lamar Jackson's got to throw the ball a lot. He didn't look very good. The words Jimmy G did when we were on your show during the season, and you guys asked me, I said, look, you look at that New Orleans game, the two Seattle games, the Arizona games, where Jimmy G had to throw, he did a very good job. He surprised me because the biggest problem I've had with Jimmy G is the dumb mistakes. Like the interception that he had last week, the Minnesota game, where he didn't see the dropping linebacker. He knows. You just can't. You have to see that. But overall, Jimmy G has done a solid job. He's certainly a winning quarterback. His record would show it. And this is the biggest game of his life, and it's the biggest game of a lot of players' lives here.
I think Kansas City, to me, they just jumped on the scene. Yeah, you looked at them, and you knew that what Mahomes brought to the table. But then early in the season, you saw their defense. They struggled at times, and you saw them sputtering, especially when you take like games like you saw the Indianapolis Colts, able to go in there and beat them up and pound it, play keep away. And you saw them in Tennessee go down there, and yeah, Mahomes was there, and it was kind of a little shootout, and they lost. So, it was kind of like Mahomes has to do everything. Mahomes has to carry their team. Can their defense stop? And it looks like as of late, the defense, especially against Henry, a guy who's run physical, had 60 some carries for during 40 yards. A guy, three games back to back, what he was able to do. A guy that physical, and they kind of shut him down. They were hitting. It looked like that defense to me, Cap, is really, really picking it up.
First period and a half against Kansas City, Henry looked really good, and then they started to play with more discipline. And this is the other issues when you run the ball a lot. You're probably going to play close games and low scoring. That's really the way run game head coaches want. But the problem is when you fall behind, are you going to be able to score? And they just couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. They're not sophisticated enough at offense to be able to do it.
But the Niners, they get behind.
They can do anything they want,
Niners
though.
But they can run to and score. I mean, they can still score you 30, 35.
They can. They're one of the few
weird teams
that can do it.
I agree.
Because the first half of the season looks like they were going to be purely a passing team. And what Kyle said a couple weeks ago is absolutely true. They're playing to their defense. He said they're playing with their defense and run game. Seattle, when they had Marshawn Lynch, when they won a Super Bowl, they played strictly to their defense and run game. They took the air out of the football. But you have to have a great defense to do that. If you don't, you're not calling the game right. Kyle, I give him credit. I'm not a big run game guy, but it's working. As he said, he's like most offensive coordinators. When you ask, oh, why are you doing this? Because it's working. That's why I'm doing it.
Right.
It worked, so we kept doing it.
So when you say that, and I think that's awesome by Cal, because he's absolutely right. So you're saying, okay, if it's working, then do it. Can they be patient? Can it work against a team that's so high-powered in offense? You know I'm talking about Kansas City. That's the thing. I think that's what everyone's wondering. Yeah, because we know if it's a close game or it's just if the team's not scoring, they can run the ball.
Okay.
If they're patient.
That's what we have not talked about this. I've done about 15, 20 interviews the last 2 days, and no one's actually brought that up. What happens if the Niners are down 14-0? What if they're down 14-0? What do they do? I think Kyle will be patient. I don't think we'll get pass happy. Now, Andy Reid, when he struggled in Philly, if they get behind 10-0, throw. Not that he was obviously ever a run game guy, but I thought Andy, when he would struggle as a play call, he'd panic. They didn't panic when they got down to the Texans 24-0. They got a score. They got seven in a row, and because the other team couldn't stop them. But I'll be interested to see what happens. It seems like the sentiment here this week is the Niners probably won't fall behind. If anyone falls behind, it'll be the Chiefs, because that's what they've done the first two games. And by the way, those were at home. How will they? What if the Chiefs get behind until in a neutral field? And then the other question is, because you guys asked me this last week, what would the crowd be like during the week? It's been pro-Kansas City.
Yeah.
When you look at the jerseys, the hats, and the T-shirts, clearly 75% of them are Chiefs.
You're noticing that as well?
Yeah, I was noticing it last night. Actually, the last two nights, but more last night as
last
the crowd
night.
Starts to come in.
You're noticing it, too.
A lot of Kansas City gear. I was going to put it closer to 60-40, but I think you may be right.
Yeah. It's not like we're counting. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But
you're
right.
You're only seeing on the Kansas City gear because they can't get into the party, so they're just milling around the streets. Niner fans are in the party.
And neither can I. So,
they have more so you're saying, Joe, they have more money is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm insinuating. Okay, so Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game Football Insider. You've been covering the sport for a long time, very well connected. I want to bring you into the loop on a story you may have missed, but it's a very big story around the National
Football League.
You
may want to sit down for this one, Adam. This is a huge
one. I can't wait.
There's layers to this.
I like the T-shirt, by the way. Trust the process.
Oh, yeah. It's really working out.
Yeah.
They lost to Atlanta last night. Atlanta.
Typical Sixers. By the way, they're awful.
They can never beat Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know
why. They never beat Atlanta.
Such bad defense, but go ahead.
All right, so we see the story a couple days ago of Clark Hunt coming out saying, when he's asked about Mahomes' contract, he's like, you know, we're not in any rush, maybe 12 to 15 months. We were going to touch on it briefly here, because I personally thought it was stupid. It's Super Bowl week. Why are you bringing that up? If someone asks you about Mahomes' contract, you say this. We love Patrick Mahomes. We want him to be here forever. We're going to do whatever it takes to get it done. I'm not answering any more questions. I don't care what the agent says later. Well, this is what you said. Too bad. That was for the public. Right. You're the owner of the team. So I think that's what you do. I think you made a huge mistake just being that dumb to say that the week of. But that's fine.
It's not a distraction. Fine. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
But it just makes
well,
no
you're
sense
right.
that you would say that Super Bowl week.
I would agree. If Clark Judge would go back, I think he would think about saying, like, you know what? All I should have said is this. He's our franchise quarterback. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. You don't need to talk about months or weeks. There's no point in that. Now,
unfortunately, he didn't.
Like I asked about George Kittle. I wanted to find about Kittle, where he was at. In this contract, I was told by source close to the negotiations, they haven't started because both sides agreed, let's wait till the season's over. No distraction. And if that contract gets done, it's going to be historic.
Oh, yeah.
The tight end money has been flat. Really flat. There have been no really big deals. Kelce did a good deal years ago.
Graham a while ago.
He did. And he's also his deal with Green Bay. Yeah, he did a nice deal with the Saints. And then they trade him within a year. That deal should be, if it ever gets done, Kittle's this offseason, $12 to $15 million a year. And why do I say that high? Because you got to have rises in the cap, man. Like, you got to be prepared for that. That's the way it is.
Hammer,
don't hurt him, man. Don't hurt him, Hammer.
Hammer. Don't hurt him. Hurt him. Hurt him. Hurt him. Hammer wanted to be
He's
my
a big
agent.
Ace. Wasn't he a bat boy for the A's?
He was an agent,
Nice.
Believe it or not. When I was in college coming out.
Was he?
Yeah, he tried to sign me.
Did he?
Yeah,
MC Hammer tried to sign you?
Yeah, baby.
What's his real name?
Hammer. I am Hammer.
What's his real name?
I didn't want to.
Anyway.
Wait, didn't you go with a guy with an odd name?
Yes, Joe. Very
what's
odd.
His, what's his name?
Michael Kevorkian.
Kevorkian.
Yeah, he changed his name to Michael George.
Yes, that's my guy.
All the kill on his career.
You know why? Because he has the corner for the Redskins.
Thank you.
The corner for the Redskins, who the Panthers got rid of. The corner for the Redskins. Who am I thinking? The tall kid.
Josh Norman?
Yes, Josh Norman. He's my Josh Norman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevorkian.
That's why he changed it. Yes, yeah, that's why he changed it.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Caps on.
Only
on
I know that, yeah.
You are on fire, brother. What don't you know?
It's my job to know
I learned
that.
About all the cocaine and the cartel. I mean, it's crazy.
You know that.
He's coming in loaded with information.
That's why they made Scarface. You know that.
Oh, man. Adam Kaplan joining Joe Lo and Dibs, Radio Row, 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Andy Reid not too long ago.
Yeah.
Can he get over the hump here, the big one? Can he get out of his own way when it comes to timeouts, game management, crucial situations?
Joe, this is what separates him from Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it like it is. Andy is very good to great. He'll never be elite. You can only be elite when you correct your mistakes and you take responsibility. And I'm one of the biggest Andy Reid fans. I worked for the Eagles for 3 years when Andy was there. Andy's last 2 years, which were dreadful, and Chip Kelly's first year. From a media standpoint, and I'm a huge Andy Reid fan. I'm friendly with him. If I see him, I'll talk. He's a wonderful human being, but you have to take responsibility. Zoe knows this as being an ex-player. The best coaches don't brush it off as minor. There's a reason why he's made mistakes. And the funny thing is, everyone thought Doug Peterson was totally foolish, didn't know what he was doing, would never be a good head coach because he worked for Andy Reid. The exact opposite. He rarely wastes timeouts. Most games
he's
he has,
the opposite.
Yeah,
he's the
it shocks
complete
me.
Counter to Andy
Reid. I never thought that would be Doug Peterson. It's amazing how that works. But
he probably saw it and said, you know what, this guy's – I wouldn't do that. And I think that's a great teaching for him.
And let's kill the Andy Reid's not zero chance he retires if they win. He will win at least two Super Bowls before he retires. He's only 61 years old. He turns 62 later this year. That's actually fairly young. Bill Belichick, the only question with him is, will he coach till he's 70? He said he wouldn't when they did the NFL Network special on him. Now, who knows?
Guys like that, they can't. It seems like, and you know, you've talked about this before, how hard it is to walk away when you're that much of your life is consumed by something.
That's all you know.
It's a, such a huge void. You're not walking away from an eight-hour-a-day job. You're walking away from just this massive portion of your identity, of who you are, of what you do every day. Belichick can't just go play golf every day. You talked about that.
He loves
play
it.
Golf for like a week, and then no one can take off from work anymore.
Right. But Belichick, but he's in a different sphere because of the fact you look at the Big Tuna and all the different guys that it are, you know, if his elk that are left the game and he could still hang out with a lot of those guys. But Belichick, he's like, man, I love this sport. He's a teacher. You watch the way that he coaches his guys and how fundamentally sound he is. I just don't think that, for what? I mean, he loves it. The guy's married to football.
He doesn't know anything else. He couldn't do anything else. So he's the best in his profession in the history of the business.
There's always some announcements that come down this week regarding, you know, we got the Hall of Fame tomorrow and all that stuff. Any idea what's going on with some of the upcoming Super Bowls? You think there's any announcements coming on any locations anywhere? We talked to Al Guido from the Niners earlier, and he's telling us
Philly, by the way.
He was talking, roots in Jersey, all that good stuff. He was talking about how they think they have an idea of where 59 is going to be and that they're angling for 60. They're hoping to get 60 back.
No, I haven't heard that, but next year's in Tampa. Then we've got Los Angeles.
Clearwater Beach.
No.
Shepherds.
Tampa,
baby.
The thing is, man, it is, you know, I go to Tampa a couple times a year. It's not spread out. So hopefully it'll be, everything will, like here, yes, Radio Row is in the convention center, but man, if you want to go to parties, you might have to drive 45 minutes.
Right.
I went to a party 4 miles from here. It took me an hour to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Collins Avenue is just going to be locked up the next few days.
Fountain
it's just
Blue,
cars
man.
Sitting
I used
there.
To grow up there, yeah.
He knows everything about this place.
So it's Tampa, then it's L.A., and then you figure Vegas is going to get one.
Vegas will absolutely get one.
When that stadium opens. But
how many media members get fired that week? I got it at 30%.
Hey, Tampa on Dale Mabry. I don't know if you know Dale Mabry.
Dale Mabry.
I know, man. I'm a happily married man.
I like space. I want to go to space one day. Maybe my
the press box.
What's that? Is that one of the entertainment establishments? I know the Mons Venus.
Yeah, there you go.
Venus is supposed to be a famous one.
Yeah.
And then there's a
Joe, you're too young to know that stuff. How do you know this?
Joe knows everything.
When I got out of law school, I moved to the Naples Fort Myers area for like a year where I was supposed to be studying for the bar. I was playing online poker every day. And I had a buddy from law school who lived in Clearwater.
You're in radio.
Yeah. I had a buddy from law school who lived in Clearwater. And every weekend I was going up to Clearwater to hang out with him. So we'd hang out in Tampa, we'd hang out in Clearwater, we'd be everywhere. I love that area of the country. Clearwater, Shepherds, Frenchies, all that stuff. And then you make your way into Tampa, plenty of stuff.
Law school. So what law did you study?
There's no concentration. Okay. There. When you get to the third
and that's
year.
That's why he didn't pass the bar. There was no concentration.
Dan's got him.
No, but what did you want to do? What kind of law did you want to practice?
An agent. That's how Becta and I eventually. I interned for Becta the 3 years I was there. And then when he started National Football Post a few years later, he brought me in to work for
the website. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is how close I came to work for Jack Becta.
I remember.
Football Post. I decided to go to work for FoxSports.com that year instead of working for National Football Post. But Jack did a great job with that website. And he reps George Kittle. That's
right. He's in good shape.
Jack, he's in great shape.
He knows. He should probably be asking for wide receiver money, to be honest.
I
think he knows
that. He will.
That.
And by the way, Jack played at Texas A&I.
Kingsville.
Darryl Green.
Yeah.
D. Green. Fastest Amazing. Man in football.
Yeah. That's also the Al Harris connection, who was one of his famous clients.
That's right.
He had Al Harris.
31 Al Harris. That's correct.
It's incredible.
Coach
small
in Dallas
world.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because you look around and there are, I mean, you name it. Dr. Oz, for example. Look at Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz is here.
Dr. Oz walking around.
That's what I love about the Super Bowl.
I knew that
you
face was
know.
Fake.
Yeah.
You can see it rebuilt from here.
No, really? You think so?
Dr. Oz.
He's a little Botox.
If I'm wrong, I got to reassess a lot of things in life. Of course he's got something
Joe, why would it take that for you to reassess anything?
Well, because I really fully am convinced these had work done. But also, I was convinced I saw a dude the other day that I said I was 99.9% sure it was him.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was not him. So I've been swinging and missing on a lot of things this week. I'm not going to swing and miss.
That's why I wear glasses, man.
That's right. One thing I got to ask you, too. Do you have a prediction on the game?
I do. The Kansas City Chiefs, 24. Actually, no. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, 28. The Niners, 24.
Oh, you do have the Chiefs.
Yes.
I appreciate the honesty, not just pandering to...
I know that... What's the over-under, 53 or 55?
54 and a half right now.
No, I'm not... No, I'm concerned for the Chiefs and how they handle the Niners' pass rush, but I don't think in the end they're going to be able to stop Mahomes. I think that... the everyone I've talked to who I respect told me the same thing. They all bring up the same thing. There goes Barry Sanders, the same thing. Niners D-line versus the Chiefs O-line. Who wins?
Mm.
And I think there'll be some times when the Niners win. But the problem is those second reaction plays when the pocket breaks down with Mahomes. How do you have a spy on him?
Real quick.
What do you do?
Real quick.
Yeah.
That prediction brought to you by FitAid, the number one post-workout recovery drink in America.
Ooh, nice.
Back to the analysis.
And here, honestly, this is what I'm doing. I don't necessarily bring the backers all the time. I mix it up. But when I'm bringing the safety, because you bring him down in the box, or you're playing with the backer, you take out one of the backers because they're speed, so you have him in the box. You come off that edge, but you're telling when you come off that edge, you make sure that opposite guy defensive end, whether it's Bosa or Ford, they set a hard edge because you know he wants to move. And now you make sure that their defenders keep him contained right there. So don't let him run away from it. Make sure you get up the field, set a hard edge, and now let the pressure come to him. Don't come in the middle because when you do certain things like that, now if he's able to elude that, you find two holes because now there's still a space on the other side of the guard because if he comes to the B gap, now Mahomes can go to the A gap on the backside with a guard. That's why you got to pressure him and make sure you come from that side. And now if he tries to roll out, Bosa, if he's playing a hard edge, he can't. So now he's got to step up in there. That's what you have to do. Set a hard edge. Make sure that pocket comes at him quick, and you got to do that.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game Insider, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on Radio Row here on 95.7 The Game. We appreciate you coming by. The story's fantastic.
The story's unreal.
You came in loaded for
content today. I gave you a little hint earlier in the week.
Yeah, but you set it up. We set it up.
And I'm
going to
visit tomorrow. On Saturday is like the off day here.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to visit kind of where I grew up. So it'll be pretty
good
cool.
For you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Thank you for coming by.
Yeah, I loved it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.